When he first heard that Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald dissolved the Senate Mining Committee, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Director George Meyer had to look at the calendar. He thought it was April Fool's Day. Now he's upset.
Well, I've been involved with state government for almost 40 years now, and candidly, this is probably one of the most arrogant decisions I've ever seen made by a state elected official.
The Wildlife Federation is not against mining, but is concerned about its environmental impact. Meyer says he's hoping cooler heads will prevail in the Republican caucus and canceled public hearings in Platteville and Ashland will proceed. Ashland County Development Zone Director Dale Kupchak has been working for the proposed $1.5 billion mine and its 600 permanent jobs, but he says dissolving the Senate committee is wrong.
Do we want the jobs? Yes. But there has to be a balance, I think, between the jobs, the environment, the taconite tax, all of that. That works for everybody.
Feel like you got the rug pulled out from under you?
Yes, I really think so.
In the midst of a federal investigation that Wisconsin is violating treaty rights by not negotiating with area tribes, Bad River tribal attorney Glenn Stoddard says the tribes have once again been elbowed aside.
We had thought we were going to be in consultation with some of the senators on these issues, and there would be hearings. So this is a surprise, and I guess we just have no comment other than that.
A Fitzgerald spokesman says the Joint Finance Committee, which will take on the assembly version of the mining bill, will hold one public hearing Friday in the Capitol building at 10 a.m. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.